What's up, Flomies? I am hoping that today I can cure boredom for you forever. If this is exciting to you, please, please, please stay listening. I'm so excited for today. I have so much going on that's really cool in my life and in the ranch. And I just want to talk about what happens when I get bored and how you can combat it and how it ultimately will help you find your passion, how it will help you refocus, how it's going to help you stay connected, how it's going to help you stay inspired and passionate. And I know that that's what we're all about here. So if you're not already subscribed, make sure to get subscribed. If you haven't been to shopthemerch.com yet, please go check out shopthemerch.com. You can use code Fallon for 20% off of everything that you get. I'm so excited for today. All right, let's go kill some boredom. Okay, this may be a tough concept, a tough pill to swallow, but we're going to talk about this concept of if you are bored, it's because you are boring. I know that that's a tough pill to swallow, and it really was for me, because for me, I was in a really dark place. I was going through a divorce that it took way too long. Watching people talk poorly about me online when they had no idea that I was struggling. Being in the spotlight, being a celebrity in my sport, and listening to people's criticisms of me when I was in the middle of an emotional breakdown. And my inspiration really came from inspiring others. So that was kind of what saved me. That was my saving grace and why I feel the need to give back and why I feel the need to add value now, because I could have been one of those stories. You know, you see people that are very successful, and think to Robin Williams or other people that have taken their own lives, or you think that they have it all, and they come on and tell you that, life has been really hard for them, and it's maybe a very hard place to come from, because you may see people that are financially way better off than you or way more gifted and talented than you, and comparison steals our joy at every chance, and with social media, it's in our face every day. Here's how my life is going. Look how much better my life is than yours. So it's a really tough place, and I have to tell you, depression is real. Depression and mental illness, they're real, and those diseases, they affect us every single day. And while I feel like I'm not a person that I can say has clinical panic attacks, I just did a fitness evaluation, head to toe, draw blood, do the whole deal. And they were like, had we not known or met you in person and done this full psychological evaluation, your cortisol levels and your heart rate and all these things tell us that you tend to be, kind of a panicky person. And it was a real kind of light bulb moment for me, because I had to really do a lot of self-reflection and realize yoga has been helping, even though it's not really my thing. And I could see that I tend to be kind of a worry wart. But I have to tell you about my darkest moments. And I have to tell you something else that drives me crazy. I hate it when social media gurus or social media stars tell us I'm now in my true self, or I'm now experiencing the realest part of my life, and everything before was a sham. Who have I been following? I really liked you as that person. I really liked what I thought. So you're telling me that was all fake, and I got all this joy and this inspiration. So I've tried to be as transparent as possible with things aren't going well, or things are getting better, or things are horrible. I've tried to be really transparent, because I can't tell you that I'm so heartbroken when I have someone on social media telling me I finally got a divorce and now everything's all better, and everything before was just a lie. It makes me feel like that person was really fraudulent to me. So I'm not pointing any fingers. I just really hope that I'm able to be really transparent. And I really thank you guys for offering me a platform to speak the truth and not have to be perfect, because mental illness is real and depression is real. And it's the science of who we are. And it's the science of our makeup and our hormones. And I know I have a lot of female followers. I'm starting to grow more of a male following, but there is a real time, I believe, in everyone's life where you just feel like you just need a nap and you just can't get up off the couch, and you're just hung up in, I just am so hung up in my problems. I'm so hung up in worry and fear. I'm so hung up in needing to fix these major things going on in my life that I literally can't see the forest for the trees. You're talking adventure and passion and boredom. I'm just trying to live through this moment. And I have to tell you, and listen to me carefully, your cure is somewhere deep in your adventure and your passion. I'm going to repeat that again. Your cure for what's happening in your life is somewhere deep rooted within your adventure and your passion. When I'm learning to play again. I almost just broke down into tears just uttering that statement, because I don't think that I have really come to terms with the fact that I'm learning how to play again and that playing is okay. When people get on my social media, I just took up this other discipline in horses that's like polar opposite to what I've been doing. I am a barrel racer, and the polar opposite of that is English or show jumping. I literally have tears. Like, I don't know why this is so therapeutic. I want you to know that it's okay to play again. I am doing show jumping, and I get all these comments on YouTube of, or Instagram of, I hate that you do English now. I hate that you do show jumping now. Who are you to decide what I do? This is not robo social media where you go, I want that girl that looks like that to do this thing today. Like, that is not what this world is. I'm learning to play again. I'm learning that my therapy is coming in. My fiance is driving these little gas-powered cars, like on a racetrack, like, dude, because that's what his 13-year-old self would really love to do. And to see him just like blossom. And we have to think of million-dollar ideas during the week to keep our businesses going and to keep our, you know, our businesses alive. And like learning to kind of play again has taught us to be more passionate about what we do that pays the bills. And so we could just sit on our fannies and like wait for our friends to think up something exciting, or wait for somebody to invite us somewhere, or wait for something to happen. But we've learned to play again. And so I want to give you some ideas about playing that I think will be really important for you. I'm very excited about sharing this with you, because you may be in that really dark spot where it's like you just literally can't see the forest for the trees, and you're being really, really dark right now, and you literally like just listening to this podcast was like the biggest thing you've done for yourself this week. So let me just throw this at you. One, you should be in the Passion Project with us on Facebook. It's free. Just go to thepassionprojectwithft.com. I challenge you to go for a walk. I don't expect you to do anything fitness related, but when we change our body and we change our state of our body, the stagnant state, and we literally start to just play with the science and move the hormones around and just take a walk and literally stop and smell the roses, you're doing something for the body and for the mind, and you're allowing more blood flow to go to the brain that may think up that thing that gets you off the couch tomorrow. The next one is to organize something. Like, don't go nuts, but like go find a piece of clutter, like your underwear drawer, your sock drawer, and like get in there and just like make it better. Just make it so when you open it, it's not another thing that you're just like, and I hate my freaking sock drawer. Like, I hate my hair. I hate everything. I mean, we've all been there in a really, really dark place. The next one is just do your laundry. Like, really, when we get in a really nasty place in our lives, like, we just start to let go of some things hygienically. And I know it's really crazy, but like, look around you. Could you make the place around you more beautiful? It's free. It's free, and you're not doing anything and you're bored. So why not make the place around you more beautiful? Watching music videos has made me kind of find a little place. And I know that it's really kind of crazy, but finding anything that makes you move a little bit, gets to play with the science in your body, gets to move the hormones around. Practice a hair tutorial on YouTube. Like, just do something. Sign up for a Luminosity account. Like, play some brain games. Restyle your freaking house. Move some furniture around. Call an old friend that you just have been out of touch with. Better yet, FaceTime that friend. Let them know what's going on in your life. Like, let them know. If you hate the place you work, update your resume. Like, watch some YouTube tutorials. Get on Pinterest. Update your resume and submit it to 5 or 10 places. You're already bored. Like, why not see if you can change up the place that you work to get you really excited? Send your grandparents a handwritten note. both sets of my grandparents have passed away. I wish that I had done this more. So take it from me. Send them a handwritten note. They really like things like that. It'll really touch them in a special way, especially in this technological world that we're living in. They're basically foreigners in this technological world. They could feel really out of place. Send them a handwritten note. Make a vision board. Go ahead and take all the crap around you. Cut pictures out. Make a vision board. Do some yoga. Get a yoga video from YouTube and do some yoga. If you're single, set up an online dating profile on a really legitimate site. I do not recommend Tinder. I do recommend Bumble. Maybe at some point I will talk more in depth about online dating, but I do believe in it as something that you should all be involved in. Meditate. Download a meditation app. I currently use 10% Happier. Make something. Cook something. The next one is research some places to volunteer your time. You're bored. There's people in the world that are in need. Maybe it will put you in a really great place of gratitude to go volunteer feeding the hungry while you're just sitting around sucking your thumb over something really, really small. Why don't you go face to face with some of the problems in this world? Get yourself in a really great place of gratitude. Get yourself a good dose of dopamine from doing something amazing. Write an email to someone that you admire. A lot of people will respond to you. A lot of people will do it. If you have a loved one, write them a few love notes and just leave them in like their suitcase, leave them in a drawer, leave them in the fridge. Just make sure that people around you, while you're trying to spark your creativity, know that you really love them and care about them, because depression is a very selfish disease. And it just goes inward and you don't allow people to love you. Put together a care package for either someone you know that's in college, for maybe one of the troops that's overseas away from their family. The other thing is wash your windows. Like if you're that bored, like do something you've never done in a long time. Do it while you're listening to a podcast. Do something that really will help you see clearly, feel cleaner, feel like you're taking care of yourself. Get lost on Pinterest for a minute if you're bored. Get lost and make a vision board on Pinterest. Has this helped you guys get started? Write in a journal. Look through some family photos. Think about starting a new language. Do a puzzle. Find more podcasts. Make lists for everything you need to be more efficient at. These are just a few of mine that I've written down for you guys. I hope that they help you immensely. I know that I made this podcast basically for myself so that when I get bored or when I find myself being boring, that I will go through and do some really amazing things. Bookmark this podcast, save it, download it to your phone, just reference it. I will try to go through and make a Pinterest post for this. Or maybe even link it to my website. But I think it's really important to never be boring. You know, tomorrow is not promised. Today is something really special. If you were on vacation, you don't think about how many days you've got left. You just live every day like it's your last. I want to bring more of that back into your daily life. Not to get too preachy, but in the Bible, I live by this verse that says, on earth as it is in heaven. I want to make my earth how I imagine my heaven. So I want you guys to really, really, really tie into that and learn that it's okay to play, because in your play, you're going to find so much fun and passion, and you're going to explore something brand new to you. And I'm excited for that for you. If you loved this podcast, the only way for me to know is if you hit me with an email, a DM, a comment on Instagram, a tweet, anything will show me exactly that you guys are loving these. If you hate them, I will stop immediately. I don't want to waste your time. But I am very excited to be a part of your daily life, your daily routine. Thank you so much for making me be a part of it. I so appreciate it. The ultimate high five to me is if you shout me out on your social media, you follow the vlog, subscribe to youtube.com/Fallon Taylor. That's the ultimate high five to me. Make sure and tag me in it. I love you guys, and I will see you tomorrow.